Okay. Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan regarding the din of the Mishnah in Akulan and Mamash Ha'akon Yidvar Yatsa. Does Akulan even extend to case of Pasriyayim, which have a special bracha? Rashi adds that Yayin is going bracha la'atzmo. We gave a hesber what has to do with the case where it's not going bracha la'atzmo. Rashi explains in the case of kostil bracha, so it indicates a certain chashivas, of course, of the nature of bor pi hagafen. Rashi doesn't explain pas. We saw the Rivav explains by pas because of Zayin. Either way, even without all of that, we can certainly understand the pas the Yayin, given the fact that they were assigned a special bracha. Maybe there's differences regarding that. You can't be yotze with shahako. The Mishnah did not mean to include that in the Al-Kulan. Rav Yochanan disagreed. Rav Yochanan says, even that, shahako is yotze with the Eved. We'll see them. The Rishonim tell us he passing on Rav Yochanan. The Gemara wants to link this machokes tanoim, amorayim to machokes tanoim. We have a machokes tanoim, a mayor of Yossi. In the Bryce says, we have it. There are two cases. However, as we saw, the Tosef Rashi changes it to just one case, because otherwise the Gemara's question doesn't seem to line up. What do we have in this case? A person sees pas, and instead of making a mutzgachim in the aretz, he makes his own formula, acknowledging how beautiful the bread is, and blessed is Hashem who created it. Baruch hamakom shebra, says Rav Meir, yoyotze. Says Rav Yossi, you're not Yotze. Rav Yossi explains why. You are Mishana Mimadeh Shetavu Chachamim Bebrachos. Therefore, Lo Yotze Chabas. So this inyan, we're going to see a little bit more about it in the Hemshecha Gemara with Binyamin Raya, and also Sugyas in the first parak. It's all coming up. There's a concept called Mishana Mimadeh Shetavu Chachamim. The Chachamim Institute, in particular, Nusach. They minted the language. How rigid did they want it to be? Is there a problem? And when is there a problem? A mishana min matbeya. You may have gotten some ideas correct, the flavor, the spirit, but you didn't follow the form the Chachamim created. That's the structure that you to use. And what's called mishana min matbeya, what's called preserving the matbeya, what's called mishana min matbeya, that's part of what's going to have to be playing out here in the next Gemara and the first parak and all of that. The bracha can have a structure. Bracha can have a nusach. We have Shmon Esri that we dive in all the time. A person might start with the right beginning, end with the right ending, but maybe in the middle, you know, change a little bit here and there. You see Ashkenaz and Sephardim have different nuschos, different words are added. That's called Mishanah Madeya, because preserving the basic structure. So this is part of the question here. Over here, the person created literally his own lashon, beginning to end, and that, says Rav Yossi, does not work. Mishanah Madeya. Rav Meir didn't seem to be concerned with that. So the Gemara wanted to make the machlokes regarding shahako pas v'yayin relate to the machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yossi by Baruch HaMakom Shebra. Namely, Rav Huna says you're not yotze with shahako pas v'yayin. That goes with Rav Yossi, who says that if you say Baruch HaMakom Shebra, you're not yotze because of the reason Mishan Madeya, which means we want that reason of Rav Yossi into Rav Huna, that to say shahako pas v'yayin is tantamount to Mishanah Min Matbeya. Interesting, because the same Rav Huna agrees if you say Shahako on anything else, other Pas V'yayin Yotze. In other words, that's not called Mishanah Min Matbeya. So relating to Pas V'yayin, that's where the Matbeya is specific, and that's where the Chum did not want it to be tampered with, to change the language in any way, be it Baruch HaMakom Shebra, be it with Shahako. That's the Gemara's Havamim. If you hold like Rav Meir, on the other hand, so then Rav Huna would seem to not be able to embrace that, because if you say Baruch HaMakom Shebra works, Shahako works as well. So Rav Huna goes with Rav Yossi. And then Rav Yochanan, who says you can use Shahako even past the Yayin, he doesn't seem to be concerned with Mishanah Matbeya, which we consider this to Mishanah Matbeya, but the answer is he's not concerned with it. Chum, we're not insisting that you say the same exact Lashon. Therefore, that's what Baruch HaMakom works. According to Rav Meir, that's why Shahako would work according to Rav Yochanan. This is the Gemara's Havamim. The Gemara turns around and says, actually, you can make everyone go like everybody. Rav Huna can work even according to the Shita of Rav Meir. given the fact that Rav Meir, in that case, you mentioned the word pas, whereas according to, in my case, I didn't mention pas, so that's worse. It goes in the other direction. According to Rav Yochanan, he can even go l'shitas Rav Yossi, namely because in that case, it's called Mishin Madbea because he didn't use any formula that ever appears in the Madbea Shetavu Chacham anywhere in Brachas. Whereas if you use a Shahakol, that's different. Okay, but the obvious, and the way we are masbir in terms of Rav Huna squaring with Rav Meir, you just have to obviously explain it this way, no matter what pshat we're going to end up with, Tosa Rush, Tosas, and so on. What the Gemara essentially is saying is that the problem in Rav Huna is not that you're Mishanim in Madbea, because the Gemara is assuming that would be a problem in either case. And Rav Yossi is the one who says Mishanim Madbea is a problem, but you want Rav Huna to go with Rav Meir. Rav Meir is not consumed with Mishanim Madbea. So what makes his case better than Rav Huna's case? Because you mentioned pas. So it's a different idea. It's not about a Madbea. It's about Pirut. You don't have to use a Madbea Shadav Chachamim, but you have to hit the right notes. You have to acknowledge the Chetzer. So if you don't say anything about pas, that's where there's a problem. And Rav Huna has a problem with Shahakal, but he would have no problem with Rav Meir's Shita of Baruch HaMakom Shebra, because he said, Kamina Pasu. So it comes out with Maskana, Rav Huna is not based on Mishanim Madbea, his problem is based on the fact that Lo Midkar, at least within Rav Meir, that is, Lo Midkar Shema De Pas. But the obvious question of Tosus and Tosus Arash is, how could the Gemara have assumed that Shitas Rav Huna is consistent with Rav Yossi? Rav Yossi says that you can't be Yosei with Nusach Makom Makom Shebra by Pas, and as we have in the Girsa of the Braisa, also by Tein. The Gemara now in the Havnah is equating Shahako with Bracha Makom Shebra. Rav Huna says Shahako doesn't work specifically in Pas V'yai, and everything else, you say Shahako Yiyose. So how could the Gemara equate Rav Huna with Rav Yossi? Says the Tosfos Rush, obviously, the Girsa of Te'ena is not correct. The Braisa of Me Rav Yossi specifically relates to the case of Pas. And therefore, the problem of Shem Nabea is specific to Pas. That's where the Chum would be insisting on Mabea Lefi Rav Yossi. And therefore, once we equate Shahaka with Baruch HaMakom Shebra, that's why we equate Rav Huna with Rav Yossi. Okay, so then everything works out in terms of Pshat, and the Gemara lays out, and then the Teretz of Gemara again, as we explained. So Rav Huna says, in a chinami, Rav Meir is not concerned for Pshat and Nabea, neither am I. What am I concerned about? Pirut. So I don't have my Pirut, that's why it's a problem. And Rav Yochanan can turn around and say that Mishan Nabea has levels. Mishan Nabea, to the extent that you didn't use the exact specific formula for that particular food, that per se is not Mishan Nabea problem. As long as you use a language that fits within Madbea brachas in general, the Chum allow a koyestik of bracha to count in lieu of a more bracha that's more specific, that's also within the Madbea parameters of the Chachamim. The reason Rav Yossi stamps his problem, his case, with Mishan and Madbea, because he didn't even use a Lashon Chacham. That is what the Gemara says within Rav Yochanan. But that's the Sugya of Tosfos Rush. We look at Tosfos, and we right away see the same kasha. Tosfos gives an answer, Yesh Mefarshim. Name Rav Huna k'Rav Yossi. Time Heichin Matzi Sefer Rav Huna k'Rav Yossi. How could Rav Huna be holding a Rav Yossi? Rav Huna moide b'shar dvarim chutz mipas v'yayin shem amas shahakol diyatsa v'ilu Rav Yossi savad lo yatsa d'kol mashan madbea v'chul. So the Gemara in the Havamina, it seems to be missing a basic point here. Tosfos clearly had the gear says we have it. Rav Yossi says you missed the mark by pas and by teina because mashan madbea. And Rav Huna, who you want to connect to Rav Yossi, is allowing for Yashaka to work when it comes to other things besides Pas V'yayin. So how can you pair Rav Huna with Rav Yossi? That's the kasha. So what does Tosfos say? V'yesh Mefarshim. You see, you got to V'yesh Mefarshim in Tosfos. I mean, already we saw, and I'm going to see it again. So whoever they are, Tosfos is now in the mode of V'yesh Mefarshim. What do they say? The Matzi L'meimah. Da'afilu Rabbi Yossi lo kamar lo yatsa ela bebarach ha-makom she'ena bracha klal. Avo b'shahakal moda. Very interesting. They point out, we still want to, apparently Tosfos is saying, we still want to line up a puna with Rabbi Yossi, and the fact that there happens to be a slight nuance of a difference between them regarding other things, that doesn't eliminate the aligning the shitas together. What is that difference? That can you be Yose on other things with the Shinim Madbeya? Now Yose holds true to Shinim Madbeya. That's his shita. And for him, to Mishanim Madbeya would mean you're not Yose for anything when you're Mishanim Madbeya. So what is his case with Shanim Madbeya? Baruch HaMokim Shabra, it's true by Pasi, you're not Yotze, it's true by Te'ena as well. But he'd agree by Shahako. What's the difference? So the language of Tosfos Yesh Mefarshim is, Rav Yossi only said it by Baruch HaMokim She'ena Bracha Klal. But Shahako Moda. What does Tosfos mean to say? So, without looking too far, you could say, it sounds, in a way, like what the Gemara says a minute later in the Maskana. In other words, that the Gemara says that Rav Yossi could even be consistent with Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan Katayna, another Amifil Rav Yossi. Because Mishan Nadbeya is only a problem when you say something that's not a bracha at all, as a Tavu Chachamim. But by Shahaka, which is within the range of Nuschos of Bracha, that's different. But that's interesting. Tosfos doesn't make mention of the Gemara later. So what are we saying? We're using the Gemara later, which is allowing Rav Yochanan to square with Rav Yossi and saying that's what Rav Huna would explain to be account for the difference between his shita that Shahaka works for other things but not for Pastayayin. Interesting. Lumaisa, we still have to figure out where the chip's going to fall right now. Let's even assume for a second, although I don't think the Masha assumed this way, we'll see in a second. Let's even assume the Yesh Mefarshim is in fact consistent with basically saying the Svarim says a little later. So how do we plug it in? What does it mean? What would it mean? What could it mean? And we'll see Machar, this is Masha's approach and the Mashash as well to explain it, but just the outline of the Mahalach. What we have to say is as follows. To connect Rav Huna to Rav Yossi is to say that Rav Huna's shita, that you're not Yotzi with Shahako and Pasu Yayin, is predicated on what Yisod. The Yisod Rav Yossi spelled out. What was it? Mishinim Madbeya. Oh, the only thing is, Mishinim Madbeya can have different permutations, depending on the context and the big picture. What was the shinoi that you used, vis-a-vis what item? So therefore, when you use a lashon of Baruch HaBakam Shevra, that's a shin mabeya relative to everything. Pas and tein. Rav Huna, who's going in the shita of Rav Yossi, but he's talking about a shahako, so shahako is a shin mabeya vis-a-vis pas the yayin, but not vis-a-vis anything else. So therefore, the shitas do line up. Notwithstanding the fact that we see that Rabbi Yossi's case was even disqualifying the bracha that you said that wasn't the main the real bracha, even by Te'ena, because that's a shin madbeya for everything, bracha makam shabra. Whereas in Rav Huna's case, where you have a shahako, it's a shin madbeya vis-a-vis pasliya. That's I think the way that one would think of that. And what would that mean? That means that by pas v'yayin, the nusach is sacrosanct. That's what the madbeya requires, no deviation whatsoever, even in the form of another language, a bracha. Like Tosu says, in a bracha kal, that's bracha makam shabra. There was no takana bracha said over there. The Chacham never created such a nusach. So there, any item that you use of bracha makam shabra, that would be missing the mark. That's shin madbeya, because there's no such nusach anywhere created bracha makam shabra. With regard to shahako, which is within madbeya habrachos in general, So if you want to target Pasan Yayin, so there the mention of the Pasan Yayin in the bracha Motzi Lachem Na'aretz or Priya Gafen makes that the nus the matbea itself. Therefore, any type of deviation that doesn't say those words is Mishad Matbea. That's where Rafuna can work with. That's, I think, the outline. Now, we try to explain it a little bit better. We'll get to that. But Maisa, the words of Tosus, not 100% clear Tosus meant the Svar that the Gemara is going to say, because what does the Gemara end up saying afterwards? Let's say Tosus meant that Svar. Gemara is going to say that Rabbi Yochanan says, actually, I could even go like Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold? The Shahaka works even past the Yayin, because the Maisa, it's still a Magbeya, because the Chachamim instituted a range of brachas, including Shahaka. So the only difference between the Havmin and the Maskana is whether saying Shahaka and past the Yayin is Kodeshidim Magbeya. That in Havamina, Rav Huna is going to be a Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan could not fit with Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because Shahako, Bisbi Pasliyad, is Shin Madbeya. And what changes in the Teretz is that Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I can go with Rabbi Yossi, because saying Shahako, even Bisbi Pasliyad, is Shin Madbeya, because I'm using a Madbeya Brachas. You know, it's just about whether I use a Madbeya Brachas that works somewhere, but it doesn't matter if it's Pasliyad or Tein or anything else. Okay, we have to explain better, but this is a little bit of a way to think about it. Lemaisa. In the words of Tosus himself, did Tosus really mean the Yesh Mefarshim to put the Svara of the Maskana into Rav Huna to account for the slight difference between why it doesn't line up so perfectly? That Rav Huna's missing the mark is only probably vis-a-vis past the Yayin, and Rav Yossi's missing the mark is for everything, and that's because of the Svara that the Gemara is going to say later, that Rav Yochanan can even say that I go with Rav Yossi, or does Tosus mean something totally different? If he means something totally different, which I think the Mashal clearly understood, so what would he mean? When you read Tosus, how did you touch those words? In other words, the Gemara Svar later, that's the Svar that I just said. Yochanan says, Shinim Madbea, it's not if I use some Lashon Chatiktu Chacham. Even if it's not what they wanted you to use for this particular food. What Tosu is saying over here at this junction, the Gemara, to account for the slight disparity between Rav Huna and Rav Yossi, even though they're within the same camp, but Rav Yossi seems to go further than Rav Huna to disqualify even by Te'ena, because what Tosu says is, Eina bracha klal. What does that mean? But b'shahako mode. What does Shahako have over bracha makam shabra? If not the fact that Shahako was one of the brachas of Chamum Metakin in general. But Tosus says, the words are very ambiguous. So, I'm guessing most of you learned the words of Tosus like the Gemara later, or did you have another pshat? I'll show you how the Mashar apparently he doesn't explain it, but he's clearly not learning it the way that maybe you and I maybe learned it. Because look at how the Mashar raises his kashas on pshat and Tosus, and what he answers. He has two kashas. The question before it is to kash the words of Tosus. What do Tosus mean? The Yesh Mefarshim, the Matzi Lameima, and so on, the few of Yossi Moda, by Baruch HaMokam, she'ena Baruch HaKlau. Well, come, the Loyatsa of Baruch HaMokam, al Bishako Moda. Says the Masha, L'chayra tirutzam tamua. It's a very difficult teretz. The imkain, matzino lememar nami, mehai taima, use the same logic and say, Rav Yochanan sabar sapek Rav Yossi. So if you're going to really say such a svar to distinguish within Rav Huna and Rav Yossi regarding other things beyond pass, that Baruch HaMakom is worse than Shahako, so why not use the same svara, right, both said the same svara, to make Rabbi Yochanan fit with Rabbi Yossi? Once you're already distinguishing between Shahako, which is better, because it is a bracha, and Bracha Makom, which is not a bracha, so say that for Rabbi Yochanan too. Savazabik Rabbi Yossi, dulo kam Rabbi Yossi, dulo yatsa, el be bracha makom, she'en a bracha klal. Avu be shahako moda, fil pas vyan, ki Rabbi Yochanan. So say that for Rabbi Yochanan too. Continues the Masha. Now, we would say, well, yeah, okay. Well, read another line in the Gemara. Right? So the Gemara ends up saying that. The only difference is, you know, in the Havamina, we would only say it for Rav Huna. We're not saying it for Rav Yochanan to extend it in the Pasuk Yayin such a distinction. But we got there. Just wait a few minutes. We'll get there. Another line. But look at the Masechta says further. V'amitarit nami havle lafugi v'hachi l'Rav Yochanan. What do you see in this line of Masechta? Havitarit, what was the Vitarits that says of Yochanan, another Am Yafil ki Rav Yossi? Why? Because Rav Yossi only said that you're not Yodsei, because he didn't say a bracha shetignu chachav. But in my case, it's a shahako, it's a bracha that's not a shan madbea. So Masha's saying, so why say that? Say the other svara. What's the other svara? What the Yeshua person said. What did Yeshua person say? That you can distinguish between Shahako versus Baruch HaMakom, because Baruch HaMakom is in a Baruch HaKlal, and Shahako is he's Moshe. So say that for Rav Yochanan. Why say something new? Isn't it the same? I'm just Moshe, how do you read the Tosfos? So it's clear to me that the Mashah did not read the words of Tosfos Yesh Mepharshim to be foreshadowing what the Gemara says in the Leot of Yochanan. I'm not saying it's impossible to learn that way. And if you do, you still have to answer the first kasha of the Mashah, but not the second. The first kasha is so why are we only making Rav Huna go with Rav Yochanan Rav Yossi? Use the same svar and go to Rav Yochanan too and make him fit. Okay, a minute later we do that, but the Masha didn't even see it changing later. It never was that for Rav Yochanan. Yochanan's only recourse is that I know Rav Yossi because there it's a bracha that's not a madbeah at all. That's called shein madbeah, but in my case not shein madbeah. So, but what did Tosa say earlier that the Masha wanted the Mataris to say for Rabbi Yochanan? Something different. So what does it mean? Ein a bracha klal. It's interesting. Now, what is he saying? Now, I'm not saying what the Masha is going to answer the way his Havan of Tosas could still be an answer to the first Kasha of the Masha that would be a Kasha for our understanding of Tosas as well. And then we could go to another possible mahalach that we were alluding to before. But like, what did the Mashah think that Tosis meant? Yeah?
Maybe that you need Shem Malchus in a proper
Okay, Shem Malchus. We'll see that in Hamshach HaGemara. Could be. Because you don't see Malchus. Malchus is going to be a question later in the Gemara. Shem, so that's a question. Baruch HaMakom Shevra. So that's it. We're going to see Brich Rachmana in the story coming up in the Gemara. Rachmana, it could be a fill-in for Shem Hashem. But the word Makom, so Tosfos means Ebracha Kah. You don't have the building blocks of Ebracha. L'manda amay mi Malchus, you have the Malchus. L'manda mi Hashem Haskaras Hashem, you don't have that either. Hamakom is a kinui. Rachmana might be better than Hamakom. What you're saying is good. That's one possibility. Correct. Good. I think that's a good possibility. Anything else? Anyone else? Any other reason why you could view Bracha Makom as in a Bracha Klal, but not because you don't have the Matbeah of the Chacham, but even within structure of Brachas, there's something missing in the way, in the Tzura, of the way it's expressed in the language of Bracha Makom Shebra. Yes? excellent. This is very interesting. That it's starting with the Chefza and then going to HaKadosh Baruch. When we make a bracha on food, you say bracha to the kinmach olam bore shahakol, whatever it is. You acknowledge Hashem in the beginning that he, for what reason? Because he created X, Y, Z. This min, this idea, this type of food. Here you're going the opposite. You're saying first the observation about what you have here. What a beautiful fig, what a beautiful loaf of bread. And then you go Baruch HaMakom. So it could be that's what Tosfos means. Beside that, not clear. Either way, yours is also possible. Now, the only nafkamina would be, of course, if you would taka switch your language. Let's see what it said. Baruch HaMakom Shebara Pasna Azu. Okay? That would be not between me and the Neos Pshat in Tosfos. If the Eina Baruch HaKal is because of the Seder Advarim, then, okay, conceivably you could find the same language but just switch the order. So interesting thing to think of that. But be as it may, the Mashah must have understood Tosfos in one of these two ways. The Tosfos was saying a different Nakuda, that the reason why Rav Huna, Kabil Rav Yossi, notwithstanding the slight difference between them, that Rav Yossi disqualifies even vis-a-vis a Te'ena, in his language, and Rav Huna only disqualifies it Gavi Pass. So basically, Rav Huna is in Rav Yossi's camp. It's a question of Shinim Magdeya. But the difference is that Rav Yossi goes beyond Rav Huna, because there it's bechlal Shinim Magdeya to such an extent of Ein Bracha Klal, because it's no Askaras Hashem, because Hamakom doesn't count for that, because it's the opposite order of what you said first, what you said second. Whereas Rav Huna, where there's a Shinim Magdeya granted, but it's not in a bracha klal, doesn't have the other fundamental flaw that we talked about, be it the fact that the order is normal order, because it's you have the Askaras Hashem and Malchus. That's why it's only a problem vis-a-vis Pasliyayin. Says the Masha, so look, if this is a good svara that Rav Huna could square with Rav Yossi, why can't we say that Rav Yochanan also could square with Rav Yossi based on that distinction? And why has the Mitarets come up with a different answer? That Rav Yochanan says, I go to Rav Yossi because Rav Yossi's case used a nusach that Chum never coined, and Mike, in the case of Shahako, works even past the Yayin because it's a nusach that Chum coined somewhere. Why not just stick with this svara and make Rav Yochanan go to Rav Yossi based on this distinction, which is a different one? Now we understand what the Masha is doing. So what does the Masha respond to these two kashas? The Yesh Yashay, like this. This is a very weak distinction, this Yesh Mefarshim. The Gemara feels that the less Beira, Puna's got to fit with somebody, right? We're doing the outside for a second. So let him fit with Rav Yossi, and then we'll swallow this distinction between Rav Yossi's case of in a bracha klal and Rav Huna's case, which is it fits the format of a bracha. But to say Rav Yochanan is going to go up to Rav Yossi based on this is a very weak link. We don't want to accept this svar unless we have to. And therefore the Mataritz also doesn't want to use this svar, but uses a better svar to make Rav Yochanan work with Rav Yossi. That's the basic answer to the Masha. Let's see inside. The Yesh Liyasev, the Tamuda Vadai Lo Nichalei B'Hach Svara Lachugei Ben Baruch HaMakam V'Birchas Shehakam. This svar of the Yesh Mefarshim, the Gemara really is not comfortable with it. Ella, but Nebach, the Rav Huna, Akach Svichim L'Tchukei B'Hachi. For Rav Huna, we have to force ourselves into such a corner to make that distinction. Dimkein Tikshei L'Rav Huna D'Lasi Kemat. He doesn't go like anybody then. Because if you're going to knock it with Rav Huna, with Rav Meir for sure doesn't fit, and Rav Yossi is also different. So we have to make that distinction. Avu Rav Yochanan, less than Fugi Bachi, Kim Dasi B'Pshitas K'Rav Meir. So make Rav Yochanan go with someone that he goes slam dunk, fits with Rav Meir perfectly, and don't make him try to stick with him with Rav Yossi, based on such a svara, which is a very difficult svara. But Rav Huna, we have to say something like this. And then the Gemara comes and says, "I'm a Taras Heshiv." That the truth is, everyone go like everybody. You're right. This svara is not really. You don't have to make that distinction. In other words, I can fit with a mayor and make the distinction based on period. I don't need Mishan in that day. I don't have Pamishan in that day. Now, to fit with a Yossi, you still need to come on to this svara. That's what I think you're right. In other words, less than for me is I don't have to say it because I have no alternative. I have an alternative. The alternative is Rav Huna to Rav Meir. If you want Rav Huna to go to Rav Yossi, then I have to fall back on the Dochik Svar. But why did I fall back on it to begin with? Because I didn't have anyone to put in with. But now if I make him go to Rav Meir and say that Rav Huna doesn't have a problem with Shandar, period, because he has Rav Meir to hang his hat on, and his problem is a problem of period, as we explained. Okay, so then he can go to Rav Meir, and we don't have to come on to the other svara and make him not like Rav Yossi. That's how he's trying to learn it. Rav Yochanan amalach anadam fi Rav Yossi. Look at the Masha again, mefurish. V'islam lefluge b'milsachriti. Milsachriti means on different grounds. And what is that? V'ayin mishum dekam abrachadotkin. So I just want you to understand how Luan Abatosis and the Masha. What's happening here is, you read the words of Tosis without Masha, you would mamish think Tosis is basically giving you a preview of the svara later on that Mark gives for Rav Yochanan to go to Rav Yossi. But you see from Masha it didn't learn that way, and therefore you see that this is a different svara. We gave two possibilities to learn it. the Mashiach has to work out. Why didn't the Gemara want to make it right away for Rabbi Yochanan a good reason as well, to shtim with Rabbi Yossi, and why not Maskana say that? And the answer is basically that it's not a good svara except for Rav Huna. We have no choice. Maskana, we have a choice for Rav Huna, so you can go to Rav Meir. And we don't have to swell the svara either, unless you really want to push him into Rav Yossi's corner. But if Halacha is Rav Meir, then you can make Rav Huna go to Rav Meir and still be right in terms of his case, Shahakal. And on the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan has a new idea. He can go to Rabbi Yossi because of the idea that it's better by him because it's a bracha shetiknu chachamim. And then that svara that we originally distinguished with is no longer going to be kayim maskana sagama. So the two different svaras. Yeah.
The Rashi is saying that we have to distinguish with this distinction.
For Rav Huna, we have to distinguish because otherwise Rav Huna delo kiman.
He could use the same distinction that Rabbi Yochanan used for Rabbi Yossi also, that it's just a tekinu
rabbanan. You're asking good. Yes. So why not say that the answer, the same way we wanted to learn Shan Nishra for Hashem, not that the Mashah, that Tosis really meant the Svara of the Maskana, so why not use that, according to Mashah, why not just use that for the answer for Rav Huna in the beginning? That Rav Huna would go like Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi's case it's worse because it's not a bracha shetiknu chachamim. Yeah, that's a good loose end question. I guess Mashav feels that we weren't thinking of that svara yet. Why not? I don't know. Why not already anticipate that svara thing? What's going to say and use that to answer? And again, I don't know for sure that couldn't be what Tosis meant. This Tosis doesn't give us much to work with. I mean, it could have been shat in Tosis, and the only difference is going to be. So why didn't the Gemara say it right away for Rabbi Yochanan, and then not make Rabbi Yochanan go only Rabbi Meir? Just the Gemara comes around with that svara anyway, and the Gemara is already acknowledging the svara for Rav Huna to account for the difference. So you have to say somehow that it's one thing to account it for Rav Huna and the difference with Rabbi Yossi, but it's a bigger leap to insert that svara within Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi. To account for a particular difference within Rav Huna and Rabbi Yossi, that here it's going to work, it's not going to work for anything, and here it shahaka will work for pas v'yayin, will work for other things and not for pas v'yayin, that's one level to make the distinction. But Rav Yochanan, to even allow you to use the Gemara feels that pas v'yayin, there is a notion of a madbeya. And this I have to get to maybe that the other mahalach, I think, to give a little more pshat to what we have in this. In this Tosfos, what Tosfos may mean is like this: like I think we could, if you wanted to learn the Yesh Mefarshim like the Terence, we could. But what would be the answer to the Mashal's Kasha? Now, Lamaisa, there's a Ritva. Just mentioned before I go on with the Mashal and the Mashash, the Ritva says something also that's worth mentioning. But he also is sensitive to the question of Tosfos. So the first says it's a one-way street, not necessarily two-way street. In other words, Rav Huna, the best we can do is put him into the camp of Rav Yossi. But does Rav Yossi have to preach Rav Huna? If Rav Yossi's case fails the test for Te'ena, so maybe Shaka also fails the test for Te'ena. I don't know that Rav Yossi has to accept Rav Huna, but Rav Huna has got to go with Rav Yossi. In the Ritva, name of Rav Huna Dama Rav Yossi. So look at how Ritva asks the same kash of Tosfos. The Afa Gav de Rav Huna Lo Amma El Pas V'yayin B'shad Var Moda. So this is basically Tosfos Kasha, right? So how does the Ritva respond? Iko Meimar, the Kasal Gedaita Chashta, Kevan the Omar Rav Huna, Da Filu Berach Shahako, the Bracha did Kina Rabbana B'Shar Mili, even a Bracha that is within the realm of Matbea Brachas in general, Afilaki Lo Yatsa. So if Rav Huna is saying that, then what do I know for sure Rav Huna would hold in the case of Baruch HaMakom, like with Shita? Like Rav Yossi. So that's all the Gemara is really saying. Koshkein, b'ksheberach bracha do tikin rabbanan, b'shum davat, so do yat b'shum minyan. So what did the Ritva essentially answer the Kasha by saying? That Rav Huna ki Rav Yossi and not ki Rav Meir. But if I ask you, does that also mean that Rav Yossi ki Rav Huna? where Rabbi Yossi might not think that Shahako is any better. I don't know. If Baruch HaMakom doesn't look for Tana, maybe Shahako also doesn't. But one thing is clear, that Rabbi Huna is the low Kirab Meir. Until the Gemara gives the Teretz and says, maybe it is, because the issue by me is only Chisar and Apirut. But the Ritva is basically throwing up his hands. The Kasha is such a good Kasha. But he says, all tried to show is at least Rav Huna, if you want to find someone that he can accept as Rav Yosef, and then you'll have to make, you'll have to assume that there's some kind of a difference between the fact that Rav Yosef's case, it never works, and Rav Huna's case is somewhat better. But this is the Ritva. Now, look at the Mashal, by the Kitzer. Chachmas Shlomo on the back. The Sofa Dibur, right? Tosha's words were, I will pass, right, it says, the Yesh Mepharshim, right? The Marzi Lameimar, the Afiru Av Yossi Lo Kamar, Ela, the Lo Yotz, Ela Baruch HaMokom, Shein HaBaruch HaKal, Av Yishak HaModa. Says to Mashal, and it's just a few short words, Nechta B'Tzido, I will pass the yayin, mistama chashvinan shahakol ligabayu kibaruch hamakom. What did he do for us? In other words, something very interesting. Baruch hamakom for Rav Yossi is called shinim mabeya ligabe what? Gabi everything. The relationship between baruch hamakom shevra regarding any food equals the relationship between shahakol vis-a-vis pastayin. That's essentially what Mashal is trying to do. He's trying to give us a little more to work with than the Mashal did. The Mashal basically says that, okay, we'll get to pray something to at least make Rav Huna work with somebody, and he leaves it at that. And the Ritva also more or less did that. Rav Huna is going to have to go with somebody, so let's try to find some basis to distinguish between the and the fine details, but he goes like Rav Yossi. What you see in the Mashal is an attempt to create a better picture here. That when Tosfos is learning Pshat in the Gemara, that name Rav Huna to Rav Yossi, it's a perfect fit. Even though there seems to be something that's not quite aligned, namely, Rav Yossi's case doesn't work for anything, Baruch HaMakom, even for Te'ena. And Rav Huna's shahako only does not pass. The answer is they're equivalent, but he doesn't explain. So what now? So let's try to fish for this a little bit. So what is the problem in Rav Yossi? He labeled it. What was the problem? Shinui mimatbeya. So what Mashal is essentially telling us is that shinui mimatbeya has different applications given on the context. There's a relationship. What did you say, and what should you have said? So, we talk about Rav Yossi. If you say Baruch HaMakom Shevra, which never, ever was used for any type of bracha, it's completely your own thing. It's Ein HaBracha Klal, call it because, well, Tikkun Chachamim, call it because you have the order backwards, because you have a Skaras Hashem. It fails the test of bracha. So now, if you say that in lieu of anything, to Ein HaPas, whatever it might be, that's Shinui Mimatbeya, plain and simple. But if you're going to say shahako, so that's only shinui mimatbeya if you said in a pasviyayin. That's the equivalent of baruch hamakom for te'ena. So that, now we're getting warmer. Now we understand it. It's not stam like a, you know, throwing out a svara and not really knowing what to say. But no, this is exactly the parallel. So the Rashash, and the Teshu also came out says this as well, but the Rashash says it, you know, in a very clear way, that what we have is as follows. We're going to see later the Hemshach HaGemara B'Shin Madbeya. There can be all kinds of different ways you can define Shin Madbeya. Let's say by Hilchas Kriyashma, Brochas Brochas Kriyashma. You change the Nusach in the middle, or you change a Brochas, supposed to be a Brocha Kitsara. It starts with a Baruch and doesn't end with a Baruch, or the opposite. Brocha starts with a Baruch and ends with a Baruch. So if you change from one form, one template to another, that's what type of shin matbeya? Mm-hmm. If I don't mess with the psichas, with the chasimas, But I change, let's say I say piyutim in the middle of the bracha. So it was a controversy to say piyut, right? You see. So is that shin madbeya? Well, komos and goreya, I changed the source of the bracha. Maybe it's not exactly. So there are different ways you can view shin madbeya. So look at how Rashash explains over here. What is the reason why we can equate the shahako for Pastor Yayin as Hashim Mabea on the same level as Baruch HaMakom Shebra for everything? He wants to say it on his own, then he says, I think this is what Tosis means. Yehuna Amar Kutsin Pastor Yayin, nearly the taimo, right? See the, and then his end, his words conclude, Yesh l'chavein l'zeh tirutz ha-tosis. Like he says it, ki'u on his own, then he says, this is what Tosis would probably, may very well mean. The bishlama bishare priya eitz o priya adama de mitchila lo tavu chacham in maleim rak bracha klolis. In other words, the bracha by its very nature is not specific. You didn't say bori pri apples or peaches, you said priya eitz. It's a category. Priya adama is a category. You're not labeling the food itself in a specific sense. You're putting the food within a certain box. The madbeya itself, by its very description, is general. Right, borei pri ha'etz or pri adama, kimo borei pri ha'etz dekol kol perasa ilan, chen borei pri adama kol kol perasa ilan. So therefore, we can allow that the diavad. Okay, chachilu you should be mefaret and use the category that chachamim said. But lemaisa ashir mabea won't be if you also use a bracha with a nusach kloli. Yotzei diavad b'shahako delohavi shini kol kach mi mabea. It's not a shinui of a drastic nature. Why? Dahavi miklal leklal. You went from general to a little looser, a little more general. It was always a general. It was never specific to the food. It was always a category. So now the category becomes hakonia bedvaro instead of bari pri etzav pri adam. Mash eken pas the yayin. The tavu chachamim aleihem. What was the minting of the bracha there? Bracha pratius lechem pri ha'gofen havishin gomor davi miprat leklal. You're taking it from one status, a bracha prati. Now we're not just saying chesaron pirut. We're saying it's a different type of a bracha. Is a different type, just like Lamasha, Sabre Sa'ozen. I gave you an example that we'll get to. If you took a bracha that's supposed to start with the bracha and not end with the bracha, and you would start and you made it the bracha ruka, or you took a bracha that's supposed to start and end with the bracha, you made bracha kisara. That means you're tampering with the building blocks of the bracha, with the definition of the tzura of the bracha. So if the bracha by its tzura is a bracha prati, because it says lechem, it says priagothen, which is prati, that's when it goes on the wine. Or if it's going on Navim, it's also Prati. It's Anavim. It's not just all things from the tree. And then you go and say Shahako. So that is called Shin Madbeya. So that Miprat Leklal. Lachain Amashapin Imiktanai. Because how you parallel Rav Huna's case and his Shita to the case of Rav Yossi, why the case is parallel? This is a Shahako vis-a-vis Pastor Yayin. And this is Baruch HaMakom Shebra Gabi Pas or Te'ena. It says, because the Gampluk Tayo Habi Bishinu Yigamur, the Amar Bracha Shlo Tiknu Chachamim Klal. In other words, to say Baruch HaMakom Shebra is out of the framework. It's out of the framework. And so too, Shahako on Pas Liyayin is out of the framework. How so? Because it should have been a Bracha which was Prati by the nature of the Bracha. And you went to a different framework. You went Bracha Klali. And by bracha mishabra, it's a bracha that's out of the framework. You don't find such brachas anywhere. For lezeh shapti matisav ravuna, Rav Yosef ravuna, the shai dvarim, the yotzei b'sha'ako, the zelo mikra shina kla. In other words, it's not a shina. What's called shin madbeya? If you're going out of the framework. prati to kali. It's out of the framework. Or Baruch Atah Hashem Ken Melech Olam Bore. Instead, Kamanoa Baruch Hamakom. Again, out of the framework. Why is it out of the framework? Because it's not Tivu Chachamim. Or put in the Mashal if you want. Because out of the framework, because you're not mentioning Hashem's name by name, you think Malkom. Or because you're putting the order, you know, opposite. Okay, not gonna mean if you put the order red. But that's Kut, Shinami Madbeya. He does, you know, he seems to be going more because of Chamun Amitakin it. But the idea is the same. I don't have to be locked into one Pshat or the other in the Yesh Mepharshim here. The point is that there's a parallel. Shinami Madbeya means a Shinui Gadol from the tsura of the bracha. So shahako visi pasviyayin is that it's a dramatic departure from the tsura of the bracha. Tsura of the bracha was the bracha prati, and you went and you created a bracha klali. That would not work. That would be shin madbeya. That's where Rav Huna would agree with Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi's case, shin madbeya occurs on such a dramatic level whenever you say baruch hamakom shebra on anything. And in Shahakol, that's only going to be a dramatic shift of a Shinim Mabea nature if it's going to be on Pasviyai, not if it would be on Tehena. So they are on the same page, Rav Huna Krav Yossi and Rav Yossi Krav Huna. Not like the way the Ritva's Mashma, yeah, Rav Huna Krav Yossi, but I don't know, it's a kosher king. But Rav Yossi Krav Huna, that I don't know. So it's sort of like, and even the Mashah is more tentative. Mashah is saying, well, Rav Huna has got to go with somebody, so let's put him into Rav Yossi. But he's not really creating a parallel structure here. What the Mashah is already doing, Mashah didn't give us the Hezber, the Mashah does, and Yeshua, I think you'll see also, they're giving us a good way to look at it. Why do we equate them? Because the Shinim Madbeya point of Rav Yossi would look a certain way here, for Baruch HaMakom for any food, and it would look a different way by Shahako. Gavi Pasiyai. V'yesh l'chavim l'zen tirit v'tirit. Sure? Yeah.
Yeah, what does Shash say about
the donuts? So let's take a few minutes. I know it's already two, but let's see. The Ritva and the Ra'ah both discuss where was this fit? Now, who do we hold like, right? We have to figure this out too. We have Rav Yochanan and Rav Huna, we have Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. So the top Tosfos comments, Rav Yochanan Amar Fil Pasviyayin, that you Yossi Shako, V'chein Halacha, the Rav Yochanan Halacha Rav Yochanan, the top Tosfos. The Koshki and Gav Rav Huna, Shai Tamidu Shomra. So we establish Halacha Rav Yochanan, that you Yossi Shako Pasviyayin. And who is Rav Yochanan go like? Well, for Rav Meir, for sure he can work, but no doubt, you feel Rav Yossi. And what does the Gemara say? Because Rav Yossi's case is it's a Shin Madbeya. No bracha exists in the form of Baruch HaMakom Shebra. Shahako is a template for anything. Even Pasviyayin, you can the DM be able to with Shahako. So that means that at the end of the day, we are allowing for Shahako to work for Pasviyayin. Halacha Rav Yochanan. Okay, so now let's press a little further. Now we have interesting shailas are going to come up. We touched on already in the past. What about making on pas, not a shahako, but what? Very priyadam. Interesting. Or let's go to yayin. What about instead of making a guffin on yayin, or a shahako on yayin, which you yotze with, what if I make a bori pri ha'etz on yayin? Or one more than that. What if I made a bori pri ha'dam on yayin? So all the above are addressed and by the Rishonim here, the Ra'ah, the Ritva, and others. So interesting how they address these questions. Imagine this is where you're coming from. So just quickly, let's go peek at the Ra'ah. And then there's an interesting shinuyim between the Ra'ah and the Ritva and how they address it. And it's interesting to also realize how much of this discussion is wedded to the fact of Halacha Rav Yochanan. Because if you want to make a case that you can be Yotze Bore Pia Gafen to the Yevon with a Bore Pia Eitz, or even by Pas, consider the possibility of Yotze Bore Pia Dama, should it only be because the Odeh Rav Yochanan and Shahaka works? Or can we even entertain the same issue? And we discussed it for the first time, we didn't know this Gemara, right? Can you not entertain the same issue? We do know that a Bore Pia Dama works for Bore Pia Eitz on the Mid Aleph. So even if we don't know Halacha Rav Yochanan, let's say we accept Rav Huna la Halacha. could we not also be discussing this? But from the Rishonim, it's mashma that they only seem to be working with this shaila and weighing in on it, given in as much as halacha to Rav Yochanan. So that's interesting ha'ara to think about. But just let's at least get our feet wet with this, and then hopefully we'll get to finish it tomorrow with the next, and we'll go on to next Gemara as well. But let's just look at least for now the Ra'ah and then the Rishonim. So the Rishonim. So the Ra'ah makes a difference between pas and yayin when you want to make a bracha klali. In the Ra'ah, he says as follows. First, Hilchos Rabbi Yochanan, right? So now, having said that, that you can take shahako and pas v'yayin, now he continues. The cave and the cane, the shaminan, the yotzehu, b'mevarach ala yayin, bracha cheres. We're not going to preclude a shahako and yayin. Says the Ra'ah, if you can be yotzei on wine with shahako with the evet, you can also be yotzei with the evet on wine with a ha'etz. Because in the principle of shahako, it opens up for us a window. You can have interchangeability with brachas. You can have, you know, that shahako is not a special halacha gabi shahako. He seems to be, it sounds like it's tied to Rabbi Yochanan. So now you can also argue that you can make a bar pi'etz on wine. And then he goes one step further. And obviously, why is it okay? Maybe could Shahako have had an advantage over the bar pi'adama or pi'etz? Well, in the sense, the bracha boy peace pray badama says the word pri. So if what you're discussing can still be defined as a pri, then you're no worse, you're probably better off with the more specific you are. But let's understand. By wine, can we call it a pri? Well, we anyway do that. We say pri agafen. And now if you translate that to pas, it's going to be trickier. Because pas is already beyond the state of being called a pri. That's what he's going to say. Mina du adin nan brach bar pri adama shari b'chasim yuchedesko maske lashin pri dama bar pri agafen. The came of the king who adin who bar pri adama. The ara iker v'akol b'chal. What's the ara iker? What's he paraphrasing? What's he referring to? What's his reference? Ara iker. Amir Aleph. Amir Aleph. Mantana. The iker. Ilan ara. What was it? Yes, it's ara. The Ikara. Yeah, that's what he has it here as well. Ikara. So therefore, it's all good. So you can pay by Piyadama on wine. Ah, how about pas? That's definitely a pas. Mistava de lo, de lechem ksiva Torah. What does he mean, lechem ksiva Torah? The Torah used the word lechem. Eretz asher lo miskenes tocha bo lechem. So by saying lechem, what does he mean? The problem is, so now it's not, what does he mean? You have to say, but you can say shahako, right? So what's the difference? Why is padama no good? If you can say shahako, why can't you say adama?
Because the Torah tells you to.
The Torah says lechem, so shahako is not lechem. You didn't say lechem. Because the point he means is, because if it says lechem, the Torah is mochiyat mechal pri. It's no longer called a pri, so you missed the mark. It's a mismatch. You can't say pri. That's what you're thinking about, because that's where it gets further. Let's say you have something which is Maisa Kedera. Now, wait a second. It's not Lechem, it's noodles. Noodles made of flour, that is not that you have now today, all kinds of things that you make into noodles. Then the Stavra, or whatever, Bezonos. The Lonapik, the Brach, the Birchas. Probably means pre-dama. The ispeg lishna the pre. Any bracha lishna the pre. Ha'etz adama can work from his illness because it's not. Now, why? Because it's not a pre. Why by lechem did you have to come on to lechem ksiv b'torah? Do you see at the end of the day by mizonos it's also not going to work? Ah, very good. Because by pas you could have tied it that since the purpose it was leskei uyachvina, it was for the sake of making a pass. So without the fact that Torah stamped it as a lashon lechem, which is motziat mechal pri, I could say it still has the same pri because it was for the sake of coming to that state. Whereas by mizonos, it's not. It's leskei uyachvina the pass. So by the zonos, you have to say, but it's the maisa. It's studying. It's not free anymore. Pas could have been a pre word. Now, in fact, the Torah stamps it with the lashon lechem. Ad kan in the ra'ah. Yeah.
Can you make mezonos on
the pas? That's a good question. It is brought the halacha quotes you see mezonos for other things to the evidence. It's also an interesting halacha. You say, what about for pas? The hamotzi. Could be yes. Could be yes, maybe. To double check. Okay, just to end with the Ritva, just to quickly mention the Ritva's Lashon. Ritva's Lashon is the same issues, but notice the difference in the way he formulates it. Again, starting with Halacha Krav Yochanan. Like Tosha said, the Ikal Mishma Nat Minei Nami, Did Mishaber Chalayayin Bar Pio Eitz Yatsa. Why? The Hachazina Dua Kaptina Bebracha Dilei. You see, you don't have to be insisting on the bracha. Look at Rav Yochanan. So therefore, how it works? Did he say Adama? No. In the Hilchos brachas, the Ritva in one place extends it to Adama, in one place he doesn't go that far. It's interesting. And here it doesn't say what about Adama on wine. Then he says Avo bepas Ef Shaloma. Does the Ritva mean it's not called a pre in this line, or does he mean just the fact that the Torah is kaveh Hashem? You have to say, you have to hit the target. What does it sound like to you from the Lashon of the Ritva? Because it's not pre, because it says the first v'od. What's the v'od? The kaveh Hashem b'chasa the kavula rabbanon. So I think that the Ritva's first svara is just the fact that Torah said lechem. So the bracha has to say lechem. But then, of course, you have a problem because the shahako works. So that's what he asked a minute later. Because you see, we both say, Abu b'shahako yotze b'kum nishukol alkol. What is that kasha? Avo. What did he just say a minute before? That the Chachamim took him out of the status of Pri. So you can't be Yotze with by Lechem with Hadam. Okay, so what's the problem about Shahako? Shahako does say Lashem Pri. So why do you have to say anything? It's understood. He doesn't say there's no Lashem. So it could be that the Torah saying the word Lechem. I don't know. It's mashmah to me that Ritva is saying two different ideas. First, he's saying the Torah is kodesh Hashem b'fnei atzmo, and then he says, but the bracha that the Chacham metakin took it out of status of pri, so you can't use the lashon pri. And then says shahakol within what he said initially. So how can shahakol work? The answer is it's kol hakol. So that's a new. It's like a new mahalach that you can have shahakol work. Remember the Tosfos Yud Beis. That Rabbi Kiv Eger was Medayik and Tosfos in the examples that he gave. Tosfos Shita would seem to be, if you say AIDS and wine, you're not Yosef. The question is going to be, why not? After reading our Gemara, and Tosfos himself said, Lachat Rabbi Yochanan, so how can it be Mitzarecha that Shahaka works, even a Pas the Yayin? And here the Rishonim are all assuming they have a Pasha, maybe Pas not, but by Yayin they all seem to be saying that you can be Yosef with AIDS and perhaps even Adama. And Tosfos would say, you could have a pashut that what? That when it comes to wine, you can't be Yotze with her eggs. Then why not? What?
I think we said maybe the chutz in the Mishnah is like an all-encompassing chutz.
Yeah, but if we hold that Rabbi Yochanan, that's the point. If we hold Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan says shahakol works. So why would shahakol work and her eggs not work? So why do we have to say pass? What could this possibly hinge on? Yeah, Abby.
There's a Rishash that says on the back, are we giving Rishash? Because Shaka is a Chloe Sinai. And this is also
Chloe
versus Hageth, which
was
Radis versus
Hageth. But why is Shaka better than Ha'etz? These are the Yayin. That's the question. Think about it, okay? And then we have to Mamshech in the Gemara. Okay, good.